morning, everyone. This is The Morning Mix, presenting live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. JW here with Christy Dillaway. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, JW. Welcome back to The Morning Mix.
Oh, we are
here. It's been
a
whole week.
It has been a week.
It seems like every time I see you, it's been a whole week.
Yeah, exactly.
So last night, I'm getting stuff ready for the show, and I realized, like, I have to fill out the back-to-school packet.
Yes.
And you probably haven't done this in a long time.
No.
It's a lot. It's
really?
A lot.
Yeah.
It's a job. And then you get to go on registration day and hand it all in. But one big thing is just proving that you live in Park City, which I understand the point. But it's like, it's, you know, when you get a new job and you have to bring in your passport and your social security card, it's kind of like that. Bring one from column A and two from column B.
Unfortunately, you're not going to be doing that for a lot more years.
So I should relish it right now.
You
right.
should embrace it.
It's when I remember when I complained about Lego in my purse all the time, and I thought, you know, one day there'd probably be no Lego in my purse, and won't I miss that?
Yeah. Hey, have you noticed some of the bushes and some of the trees are starting to turn?
Don't talk about it. No. No.
Well, why not?
No. Because I just want to savor my summit.
Oh, you like the
savor my summer.
Savor your summer.
Slipped up.
Yeah.
Great show for everyone today. We've got Shannon Runyon, our musical guest, in the studio. We're going to talk to Fuzz Feddersen of Flying Ace All-Star Show at 9:15. And then we're going to do weekend events at the bottom of the hour and let you know everything that's going on this weekend so you can make your plans. One of the things that you definitely want to start off your planning with is the Back Alley Bash. That is KPCW's Back Alley Bash is this afternoon. You want to be there. It's at Townlift Plaza. There's music, games, food. JW's going to be there, right? What time are you there?
I'm going to be on air between 5 and 6:30.
Broadcasting live from the Back Alley
Broadcasting
Bash.
Live from the Back Alley Bash. So it actually goes 5 to 9, and that's the party. And then I'll just be there for that little sliver of time. And it's our annual community appreciation party.
Can people come and, like, make faces at you while you're on air?
They can do anything they want. I'm not kidding you. They want to dump a bucket of water on my head, they can do that too.
Oh, but don't get the controls wet.
Don't get the controls wet. No, we have to keep the controls dry. We have to. But also there's a, you know, you want to get some tickets for the opportunity drawings. The grand prize is a grand glamping adventure for four at Conestoga.
I'm quite curious about glamping. Seems lovely.
It seems civilized, doesn't it?
It's camping, but like in a little beautiful home.
Yeah.
That they picked up and moved there.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
It is nice. Hey, folks, you're listening to KPCW in Park City. This is The Morning Mix. Christine and I will be back with you after these messages. And, of course, Shannon Runyon, who is our musical guest for the hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Whitney Ryan from Park City Mountain and proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain's annual summer concerts return to Canyons Village weekly throughout the summer through Labor Day weekend. Live music begins at 6 p.m. and is open to all ages. More information and dates are available at parkcitymountain.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Squatter's Roadhouse Grill and Pub, offering weekend brunch with traditional menu items such as Eggs Benedict and French Toast, as well as Midday Marys and Mimosas. On-site parking available. Squatter's, good for what ails you. Squatter's.com.
Welcome back to The Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dillaway and our musical guest for the hour, Shannon Runyon. Shannon, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, always nice to have you here.
Thank you.
You've been with us a bunch of times over the years, and we always enjoy when you're here.
Thank you. Always have fun. You guys are a great time.
Last I saw you, I think, was on stage at the Follies. What a great performance you did.
That was fun. That was a really fun year.
Yeah.
We had a good time. Thank you for coming, by the way.
So what have you been up to?
Pretty much music. It's pretty much my thing. I'm just doing music and traveling a little bit because it's summer. You know, we all travel.
Right.
So playing music at different venues and private events and, you know, just enjoying it a lot.
Are you still doing the open mic night at the cabin on Mondays?
Every Monday night, yes.
Every Monday night.
It's going really well. We had actually a puppeteer show up this week.
Wow.
It was really interesting.
Did the puppet play music?
Well, no, he actually just worked his puppets. So, like, he sang a Johnny Cash song and worked his puppet that was like a 4-foot tall puppet. And then he had a an old lady stripper on a pole that he had danced to a song. It was actually pretty funny. Everyone was just in front like, what? It's on my Instagram if you ever want to check it out. I took video of it because you had to kind of see it to understand it. But it's different all the time.
Puppets kind of freak me out a little. I don't know why.
Well, these aren't like hand puppets. These were like, we had to have the two hands.
Oh, yeah.
You work in the arms and the legs and the mouth is moving.
Yeah.
We'll have to get you down on the couch and do a deep dive onto what's the puppet problem with you.
Well, I know what it was. I can tell you right now. Somebody set me up with this woman when I was single. And we were meeting at the steakhouse, and they had a really nice bar there. So we met at the bar. It's the first time we met, and we're sitting at this bar. And we're having a drink, getting ready for our table, and she pulls this puppet out.
No.
And with this Irish accent, and the puppet was a nun, and with an Irish accent, she's, oh, Mr. J.W., you know, and I'm going, oh, my God, someone shoot me. I was frightened. You know,
Was your first last date?
It's my first last date.
Your last first date?
That was the end of that one.
Yeah, so he was there. It was actually really cool, but cabin every Monday night, 9:30. It's been going really well. People from Salt Lake and Provo and different areas drive up and – of course, Park City people, and then often people are coming through visiting, vacation or whatnot, hear about it, come in. We have a house guitar, and they sit down and play. And
oh, fantastic.
We always have a sound guy. E-Man is amazing, so our sound is always right on. And
you got a capo there?
Yeah. I always share my capo and my snark if people need to tune their guitars.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear.
So, yeah, people are awesome. Yeah.
What are you going to play for us first?
This is one of my newer songs. It's called Just You and Me. And it originated, I met someone and we're in a long-distance relationship, and you realize, and it's just also in life in general, that when you're on the phone with somebody in a long-distance relationship, you have to be really present, right? And it got me thinking, you know, in life we spend too much time distracted by other things instead of present with the people we are with. So this song is about just being present, and it's called Just You and Me.
Live in the Morning Mix, Shannon Runyon.
Won't you tell me your story? Baby, I've got some time. Won't you tell me your story? It's time to unwind. Well, I ain't in no hurry. No place I need to be. Won't you tell me a story of a world I can't see? We can slow down, put up our feet, turn off the phones, exist and just be. Won't you tell me a story? It's just you and me. Help me see through your eyes what your life looks like, of adventure and laughter, of the tears and the fights. Well, I've poured us some whiskey, we sit under the stars, turn off the world, this time is just ours. I love hearing your voice, the sound of your laugh, the look in your eyes when they talk of your past. Won't you tell me your story? Cause we can't slow down, put up our feet, turn off the phones, exist and just be. Won't you tell me your story? It's just you and me. Won't you tell me your story? Baby, it's just you and me.
Support for KPCW comes from Park City Institute, crank up the sounds of summer when Park City Institute presents The Wallflowers, featuring Jacob Dylan, as the St. Regis Big Stars Bright Nights Concert Series pops up at City Park Friday, August 24th, rain or shine. Gates open at 4:30, show starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call 655-3114. Park City Institute, entertaining, educating, and illuminating since 1998.
G'day, it's Ian from Campos Coffee. Us Aussies really love a summer as much as we love supporting KPCW. We've got Nitro Cold Brew on tap, Affogato's made with Wasatch Creamery Ice Cream, and Mamachari Kombucha made with our Cascara Coffee Cherry. Located above the ice rink at Park City Mountain Resort, next to the Adirondack Chairs. CamposCoffee.com.
Close. Just put your leg... Welcome back to The Morning Mix. We're joined by Fuzz Fetterson. He is the CEO of Flying Ace Productions, which is a Utah-based entertainment company specializing in Olympic and acrobatic-style performances. Most amazing show, and if you go to Utah Olympic Park during the summer on any Saturday or Sunday, you've got to stop by the pool and the Spence Eccles pool and see this show. He also takes this show on the road, doing corporate events and, I'm sure, all sorts of fun parties. Who will have you there? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So impressed. Three-time Olympian, coach, yeah. But the fact that, I'm kidding, but the fact that then you figure out, like, this is a show, and I'm going to figure out how to bring it to the people. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's been super fun. I mean, I actually have always liked the shows almost more than when I was competing. So when I competed, I used to do a lot of different shows and exhibitions to kind of help fund my training and stuff. And it was always, it's just a great atmosphere at a show. It's no pressure. You're just showing people what you can do. You're promoting your sport. And it's just always a lot of fun because you have more music and interaction with people. And it's just it's been super fun for a long time.
And Fuzz, how long have you been doing it now?
So the first show I ever produced, I was still a competitor, and that was in, I'm dating myself, 1988 in Lake Placid, New York.
Okay.
And basically I've been doing those shows ever since then. And when I finished competing, myself and Trace Worthington, who is another competitor in Park City Local, we got together and started doing different exhibitions. We did our trampoline shows together around the country for sponsors and stuff. And then when we opened the Olympic Park here, we started jumping here in the pool in 1993. We were both still competing, but we were also putting together the shows at that time.
You know what's interesting, Christy, is when you're out and about in town and you meet people that are visiting, maybe visiting friends or maybe coming and just visiting Park City, and you ask them what they've been up to. Well, in the wintertime, they'll tell you, well, we're skiing and we went and we saw the bobsleds or something. And in the summertime, they'll say, oh, I'm hiking or I'm trying this biking thing or I played some golf. And increasingly in the summertime, spring, summer, and fall, people say, oh, I went to the Flying Aces All-Star Show. And so it's become something you have to do. It has the reputation now. When somebody comes here and you guys are doing that, they want to go see it.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I think a lot of people now around town, if you ask, what do I do in Park City? They say, well, you got to go see the show. It's not very expensive, and they can come up and check out these athletes. You know, and I usually have an Olympian in every show that's jumping. And for most people from around the country, they've never seen this before, and it blows them away. And again, it's just so great for us because we're promoting our sport of freestyle aerial skiing as well as slopestyle mogul skiing, which most people, when they come up there, it's the first time they've ever had any interaction with those sports. And once they see the show and they hear the explanation of how we train and how it happens, they become fans of our sport for the rest of their lives. And they start watching on TV, they start following the athletes, and it's great for everybody.
I think even the first time someone sees people jumping into a pool, they're so surprised by that. And you do a great job of explaining, you know, like that you have to put the air on or it would be like hitting concrete. And, Just the concept of training into the pool is so interesting. And that they're in, are they in wetsuits or dry suits? Or
yeah, our athlete for the show, we wear dry suits, which you don't need really in the middle of the summer, but they look great because they're all the same color. But, you know, here in a few weeks, you definitely want that dry suit on when the water is, temperature has already started to drop. You know, one of the questions that people ask me is the pool heated, and it's not. Right now, the temperature that I was just told yesterday dropped to 66 degrees. So the pool is refreshing at this time of year, and it's just going to get colder as we keep moving forward into October.
And just watching someone swim to the ladder with their skis on is a curiosity. You know, like, wow, those are probably really heavy and hard to swim with. Beyond the fact that they just did a four rotation, five twisting, I don't know. It's I don't know how a judge ever keeps track of what they just saw. I just look and go, wow, that was a lot of movement. I don't know.
Oh, and even I, when I've watched these, everybody for 20 years jumping, and sometimes they'll do something and I'm like, whoa, how many twists was that? I can't even count it sometimes. But yeah, it's great. These people come and their first time to see these athletes doing what they do into the pool, and it just blows them away, and they have such a good time. And we try to, I try to explain in the show kind of what's happening and what they're going through and make it simple. And, it's really fun when people come up afterwards and say, that was great. It was educational for me, to see this sport for the first time. And then they, again, they become fans of the sport forever.
And you're good with a microphone. You definitely are entertaining and informative. And I think the music aspect also really is very engaging. And
yeah, we try to pick new, a little bit of new music every year and insert some new songs. That's always fun for me. And, you know, it's I feel like I'm good. But if you see the show too many times, you've heard my jokes too much. And you're like, oh, I've heard that fuss. Yeah, come up with some new material.
Yeah, they say the same thing about me. It's okay.
I say the same thing. I'm here with them every week.
Oh, my goodness. But, Fuzz, that is an interesting question that Christy asked. How do the judges know? You know, did he or she tuck their shoulder in properly? And, you know, how do they – I guess they've seen enough jumps that they're able to really focus on it. And are they allowed to collaborate? Like, if I was a judge and there was a judge next to me, could I say, did he tuck his shoulder? But you can't talk to each other, can you?
No, I don't think they're supposed to talk to each other. I haven't been in the competition side for a while, but the things are always changing. But, yeah, the judges have seen so many jumps, and they do clinics together, and they watch a lot of video. The judges, I mean, being a judge is a tough job because you get it from all over, the coaches, the athletes, everyone. So they do a lot of video analysis and watch athletes and figure out exactly what they're doing. But yeah, when you're live and you have to score a jump right after it happens, I mean, it's split seconds that things happen. But they just have to know, they have to, their eye is trained to see what's happening.
So you competed in the 1988 and 92 and 94 Olympics in freestyle aerials. Were those the first years?
Yeah, 88 was the first year. It was actually called a demonstration sport at that time. So I competed there. That was in Calgary, Canada, which was actually probably one of the biggest crowds we've ever had for a freestyle event ever. It was just kind of interesting because the Nordic ski jumps were right next to the freestyle. And when they had an early event that morning. So all the people over there just walked over to the freestyle jumps and watched that. So there was like 65,000 people there standing on the snow. It was like a Rolling Stones concert. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
But it was super cool. To be able to jump there, and I ended up fourth there, just off the podium, the worst spot to be.
I couldn't imagine the Winter Olympics without the aerials, but back in 1988, where some people saying, "Man, this is there's a little bit of showbiz being introduced into the Olympics," where people saying, "Gee, I'm not sure about this."
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've always kind of, you know, freestyle. Has always been kind of the redheaded stepchild, I guess, of skiing to some degree when we were younger. So we used to get kind of bashed on a little bit. So it was kind of like, here's our coming out party. Here we are at the Olympics finally. But we were the first extreme sport in the Olympics at that time. I mean, there was nothing else like what we had, and no other event would be playing loud rock and roll while we were doing it. Now that's common. Everybody does that. But when we started, I mean, we were the first ones there kind of bringing that extreme sport to the Olympics.
So whose idea was it to play music? Like, do you know? Like, how did that become accepted?
Well, I mean, you know, freestyle skiing came from hot dog skiing. And so it was a party in the 70s. They were rocking it out. They were playing music at the first ever freestyle events in mogul skiing and, you know, ballet at that time, as well as aerials. And it's always been kind of that rock and roll mentality of making it happen and just partying and, you know, doing the biggest thing you can do. So it just progressed, and it was always been that way. You know, let's hear the music. Let's get yourself pumped up with some rock.
I worked in sport production at the Vancouver Olympics. I was at ski jumping in the booth, and we had a DJ. I mean, now you have a DJ at the venues that plays music to that jumper or times it so that it keeps the crowd going. It's
oh, absolutely. I think, you know, event production like that now, it's just totally common. I mean, you even a football game and the timeouts, they're blasting the music. So that is just evolved in event production and sport. But I think freestyle, we were like ahead of our time, so to speak, that
well, we thank
we were
you for
blasting
that.
It.
Right? We thank you for
I can
that.
Only imagine the controversy because the senior management teams of these Olympic Games are so conservative. I mean, I've never met any of them, but I've read and listened to their decisions before, and they just seem so conservative. I can, you know, oh and by the way, we're going to play music when we do the free. What do you mean you're going to play? What kind of symphony? What are you going to play? And, you know, you guys are.
Oh, absolutely.
You guys
yeah.
are wild.
At that time at the Olympics, I mean, it was, you know, supposed to be totally quiet. You can hear a pin drop when the person goes. And we're like, no, turn it up. We want the rock. We want to get pumped up and make it a fun party.
Or that conservatism in freestyle when, like, Johnny Mosley couldn't go inverted. No, I mean, nobody could go inverted. And he invented that dinner roll, which was sort of his head stayed above his shoulder, but he did a rotation, and
yeah.
they didn't like that.
Yeah, they didn't want to let it progress the way it should have. I mean, now it's
unbelievable what's
like
happening.
Going. Yeah. And that's a great example. But, I mean, even when I was growing up before, in the early 80s, you know, the ski areas wouldn't let you get your skis off the snow because mm-hmm. there was a big liability issue. And when I was trying to train freestyle, we couldn't even do flips like for my sport in the United States. So we had to leave and go to Canada to train. And then there was one year where we weren't even allowed to go on tour because of a liability and insurance issue. And they said, no, you can't go and flip. And some of the athletes just said, forget it, I'm going. And they went to Europe and they did it. And there was no repercussion, but they weren't allowed to do it in the United States.
And are there any moves that are attributed to you that your claim to fame that are have your name on them, have your stamp?
No.
None that we can talk about?
Not that he can mention on air.
Not on the ski slope, I don't think.
Christy, we have rules in the FCC.
And what about now when your kids are skiing and you see these enormous jumps built at the resorts? Are you like, oh, back in my day.
Oh, I know. I've said that before. I definitely have dated myself. I'm like, man, look at this. This is so great. If I was a kid, I would have been loving this. Yeah, I mean, the jumps at the terrain parks now, and they're just huge, and the kids are chucking. I mean, every kid can do great stuff. It's not like our day. There was just a small amount of people that had trained and knew how to flip. Now you go out, and everybody can do it, and it's super fun to watch.
Great. Well, Fuzz Federson, Flying Aces All-Star Show, the man behind that, and, of course, three-time Olympian, who we're proud to have here with us today. Thanks for joining us and continued best of luck. How long do the All-Stars go until?
Yeah, so we have three more weekends of our public show at the Utah Olympic Park. So mm-hmm. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, and then the two weekends after that. So I think we end on September 2nd is our last public show up at the Utah Olympic Park.
And what time are the shows?
1 o'clock.
They're at 1 o'clock. And how long do they last?
It's about a half hour, maybe just over a half hour show. Most people get there. I mean, it's kind of general admission. So most people get there at about 12:30. You can buy tickets and walk in. It's never sold out, but we've had great crowds this summer. So the earlier you get there, the better spot you can get.
And how much are the tickets?
$12 for adults, $7 for kids. And they also have a gold pass up there that you can do all the activities, and that includes the show, too.
Great.
I don't know what those would cost, though.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah. This is KPCW in Park City, the morning mix. JW and Christy, we're going to go to a couple underwriters. And when we return, weekend events. Stay with us.
Support KPCW during our summer pledge drive and online auction, August 20th through August 24th. Local and national news and information, up-to-the-minute updates on traffic and weather, and the music you love would not be possible without your help. Your generous contributions to KPCW keep Summit and Wasatch Counties in the know each and every day. So make a difference and tune in or log on to kpcw.org and bid. Keep your only local public radio station, KPCW, going strong.
Beth here, owner of Peak Art and Frame, longtime supporters of KPCW. At Peak Art and Frame, we carry a wide variety of framing options, and our design staff can help with any project for your home, office, or gallery. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. Now is the time to make your plans for the weekend, and this is the list of weekend events. First and foremost, on your weekend checklist must be the KPCW Back Alley Bash. It is tonight from 5 to 9 p.m. on the Townlift Plaza. It's a free event featuring live music, food and drinks, kid games, and it's a great way to support your local community radio station. That's us. Opportunity drawing tickets are available for great prizes, including a three-night glamping stay at Bear Lake, Utah. You can come hang out with your favorite KPCW DJs and staff at the Cole Sport Back Alley Bash on the Townlift Plaza.
I love that event. We do it every year, and it's just so much fun. It really is. Park City Improv performs long and short form comedy, and you can inspire their improv stories tonight at the Jim Santee Auditorium, 8 p.m.
The Neil Simon's Tony Award-winning play Biloxi Blues is showing at Egyptian Theater through the weekend. Shows are tonight, Saturday, and Sunday. Tickets and showtimes are at parkcityshows.com.
Well, tonight's the night. We open up the high school football season between Park City and Wasatch at Wasatch High School in Heber. Go and root the Park City Miners on in person. If you can't make it, tune into KPCW and we will broadcast the football live.
And while you're over in Heber, also the Timpanogos Valley Theater is performing As You Like It. It's at the Heber Historic Social Hall, which is right off Main Street. Shows are tonight and tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
Here's what's cooking for live music for Friday. Take Five at the Silver Star Cafe, Hunter and the Dirty Jacks, O.P. Rockwell, Motherlode Canyon Band at the Boneyard, Zion Riot will be at the Spur.
And for Saturday, you can start your day off right with free yoga on Saturdays from 8 to 9 a.m. There's a class at the Basin Recreation at the Matt Newt Park, which is the one off, like, towards Ranch Place. It's from 8 to 9 a.m. And then if you want to double down, you could go to the 10 to 11 a.m. yoga at the Park City Library. Both of those ask you to bring your own yoga mat.
And you can bring the kids to Park City Library for one of two performances by award-winning musician Jim Gill. His distinctive music plays an invitation to children, parents, grandparents to sing and play together. Performances are from 1:30 to 2:30 and from 3 until 4 p.m.
The Mid-Mountain Marathon is one of the most spectacular trail marathons, taking place on the beautiful single track at 8,200 feet. It connects Deer Valley to Park City Canyons, and it finishes at Utah Olympic Park. You can find more information and the registration details at mountaintrails.org under the Events tab.
And here's what's cooking for live music on Saturday. Heartthrob, Lucas Nelson, in a concert tonight at Deer Valley Outdoor Amphitheater. Lash LaRue is at Park City Mountain on the Paydeck at 4. Magic Giant is at the Canyons at 6. Hot House West is at the Silver Star Cafe at 7. Wendy and the Lost Boys at the Boneyard, 6:30 p.m. The Poor at the Spur at 10. And in Midway at the Homestead Resort, Deborah Fotheringham. I can't pronounce things this morning.
I think you got that.
Okay. Fotheringham will be performing on the lawn at 6.
You know I'm excited to go to Lucas Nelson.
I know you are. I know you are.
I got the general admission lawn right up front. So it's like, it's not reserved, but it's like a VIP lawn.
So when I throw an adjective out like heartthrob, is that kind of an understatement?
He's a really good guitar player, too.
He is a good guitar player. But he's a heck of an entertainer, and women love him.
Women love him. And Sunday, if you haven't had enough music yet, you can go check out Lumberjack Fabulous at Legends at Park City Mountain Resort at 4. And Crook and the Bluff are at Quarry Village at 6.
Boy, that sounds great. Mm. Well, we're going to button up our harmonica blues, and that's it for weekend events. Oh, boy. Hey, how about if I do some weather really quickly? It is currently 65 degrees outside the Swede Alley Studios here in Old Town. It will be sunny and then possibly thunder showers this afternoon. The high will be 84. For our friends in Heber Valley, the high will be 89 to 90. Saturday and Sunday, it's kind of ditto. It's going to be absolutely beautiful with just a chance of thunder showers late in the afternoon. It will be 80 and 81 on Saturday and Sunday here in Park City. Our friends in Heber and Heber Valley, again, 89 to 90 degrees. So it's going to be pretty nice.
Pretty nice. Got to get out and do stuff.
Joining us now in the studio, General Manager Extraordinaire Renee Bodley Miller. Good morning.
Good morning. I like that title. Thank you.
I like that shirt.
KPCW shirt, baby.
Oh, that's
a
good looking shirt.
At the Town Lift Plaza.
Oh, we're going to see some shirts? Oh,
yeah.
All of our
volunteers are going to have the KPCW shirts on.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
And I know of at least one key Broadcaster Club member. He told me he was going to be wearing his shirt tonight as well.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Hey, just a quick clarification. When you were reading the weekend events, I was tuning in. And you said, tune in tonight for our high school football broadcast, Park City High School at Wasatch High School.
Yeah.
That's going to be huge. And you said tune in and root for the Miners. Man, people are going to be rooting for the Wasps, too.
Oh, that's right.
No disrespect to the Miners.
Yeah.
But we're showing the love to all the high schools this year. We're going to be broadcasting North Summit High School games, South Summit High School games, Wasatch High School games, as well as Park City High School games.
Perfect.
Yeah. Everyone's got their team out there.
Yeah.
I imagine it's quite a rivalry between the Miners and the
Wasps.
Yeah, and I think this might be is this the first time they've had a matchup in 3 years or something like that?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not sure about that. Anyway, and another thing about tonight, you guys were talking about the glamping, which sounds fabulous. It's Conestoga Ranch. It's up at Bear Lake. This is our opportunity drawing at tonight's Back Alley Bash. So you can come by the station today to buy tickets if you can't make it tonight. Really hope you can make it tonight and buy tickets there. You do not have to be present to win. Tickets are $25 each or a book of five for $100. And, excuse me, Cassie Birch with Conestoga Ranch was in on Randy's show yesterday afternoon. Delightful person. And she said this prize is a grand tent, has an ensuite bathroom in your tent.
Ooh.
It's for four people, and it's a big open tent. So, you know, if you're thinking it's like two bedroom, two bath, whatever, it's not. It's a big open tent with the one ensuite bathroom. Three nights, every day you are there, you get breakfast and dinner there at their restaurant, which sounds like a lovely kind of farm-to-table type restaurant. I heard their food's really good. They have courtesy bikes there, cruiser bikes, and there's a bike path right there. They're on the Garden City side of the lake. And she said they have tandem bikes. So, you know, great deal for families if they want to go and do a little tandem bike ride. And just sounds like it's a lovely place to be. And
Bear Lake's so beautiful.
It is. And another thing that I did not know, but apparently everybody who goes to Bear Lake knows, the water is warmest in September.
I got to say, I've never been to Bear Lake, and that's a travesty.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's not far away, and I hear it's quite beautiful.
Yeah.
So swimming in September, that makes sense. Water's warmed up.
It does, doesn't it? And so, you know, if you need a quick getaway, maybe with the kiddos after school starts. School starts next week, by the way.
Maybe not with the kiddos.
Maybe not with the kiddos. If you just want to go with three of your dearest friends and share a grand tent. Again, tickets are $25. Come by the station to get them or buy them at the Back Alley Bash. And then the weather tonight is supposed to be great.
It is going to be beautiful.
Yeah, chance of thunderstorms, but not until, I think, midnight. And our Back Alley Bash is from 5 to 9, and it's free. You got Joy and Eric there. You got Sin City Soul. You guys have talked about them. But I want to do a shout out and say thank you to the vendors who are donating some things for us. Devanza's, Bridge Cafe, Kumbaya Kitchen, Butchers. They're donating the food that will be available for purchase. High West is going to do the cocktails. $10 High West cocktails will be there. And then we're going to have beer and wine for $5. So please come listen to some great music. It's a wonderful community event. If you want to bring the kids, get a balloon artist. He's going to be twisting up those balloons. Actually, some of the adults last year were wearing some groovy balloon hats.
That starts a party up. Put on a balloon hat. People, that and glow sticks, and people really change their demeanor. It gets the party going.
It kind of does, doesn't it?
And the party continues because this is a warm-up for my favorite pledge drive.
Yeah, thanks. Pledge drive starts next Monday, 7 a.m. We're going to kick it off with the two nonprofits that won our nonprofit competition in the winter pledge drive. People's Health Clinic, Beth Armstrong, she's raring to go. She's going to be in the studio at 7 a.m. along with Sam Rubin with Four Seasons Concierge, and they've got those great transportation vouchers. That will be one of the many premiums that will be available for anyone who calls in to make a pledge. Then at 8 a.m., Summit Land Conservancy is going to come in. They also won the nonprofit competition last winter. And that competition is for the nonprofit that raises the most money for KPCW or gets the most unique donations for KPCW. And they will get free underwriting on KPCW for 6 months. It's just another way that we can help support nonprofits in the area.
That's great. A nice prize for nonprofits that need to spend money on outreach.
And so a lot of people are wondering, if I want to support a specific nonprofit, if I really want to support Recycle Utah or Connect or Park City Institute, what hours are they going to be on? You can find that out on our website, kpcw.org.
Perfect. Perfect. And it's kind of cool. It's like the sleeves out of the vest when you make your pledge because you receive one of many great premiums from our generous businesses that, you know, we're donating ski passes, dining, entertainment certificates, local items, and more.
Ski passes. We've got some great things and some great things on the online auction as well, which that will fire up Monday morning at 7 a.m. And that goes all week. We're going to try to raise $150,000 in 4 days, you guys.
Wow.
Monday through Thursday is when we're going to raise. We're going to take the phone calls. We're going to try to raise $150,000. Then we'll turn the phones off Thursday at 6 o'clock. That way, pledge-free Friday. Only the online auction continues on Friday.
I always think that they don't trust us with Pledge Drive because we're Friday mornings and it's always over before us.
Well, we used to do it when we had a five-day format, and then they went to a four-day because we were making our number. We were actually making it happen, which was really exciting. I mean, the auction continued, but they buttoned up after 4 days, and that was fun.
Yeah, but we're not complacent about it. I mean, every year it seems like it's a stretch. By Thursday, it feels like we're really begging for those dollars. And the reason is not because we don't trust you, per se, but you guys are the celebration public affairs show.
That's right.
Show where we kick off a Friday, and we're looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, your hard work is done, and now you can think about the weekend.
Yeah, and Chrissy and JW are in it. It's time to have fun.
I will be on with Dave, the all-new Dave show, on Wednesday from 2 to 3. And we're going to be talking about Fresh Tracks and promoting the Fresh Tracks program and all the new music that we put in every Friday. And so he and I will be talking a lot of music, which I'm looking forward to. I think he and I are going to geek out about new bands, emerging bands, shows, and how that gets onto the radio for our listeners.
A real shout out to you, Christy, and to Dave. And Randy's chimed in a lot on the new music as well. You guys have done a great job over the past year, I think, really enriching our playlist. It's always fun to hear what Christy's going to bring to the playlist, and I know it has helped me understand a lot about new music, and that is what you get from community radio, public radio, someone who's been in our town for a long time, who knows what bands are coming through town, who knows what people like to listen to. Christy told me about going to a concert and looking at, it was a bunch of 20 or 30-somethings, and they knew the word.
I always find that interesting when you look around and everyone's singing the song and you're like, wow, these people are hearing this somewhere and they're big fans. And yeah, they were, it's a couple times. It's been like in the 20 to 30 year old bracket. And maybe that's just because that's not what I hang out in too much. But I think I should.
But then she shares those notes with our DJ. So Fresh Tracks Friday, they'll play that song. It's always the first song in the hour that they play after the NPR news at the top of the hour. And then they'll share some information about those bands. So you're learning something. And you're not getting that from your Spotify or your Pandora. So I think that's where we really make a difference and why music lovers should continue to listen to KPCW.
And you're not necessarily getting that from the typical NPR affiliate. I mean, we have 5 full-time news people. That is unheard of.
Yeah. And just for comparison's sake, J-Dub, I met the new news director at KUER, the public radio station in Salt Lake. Great guy, Andrew Becker. I said, how many reporters do you have? And he said, 5, to cover the entire state.
To cover the entire state.
And we have 5 that cover Summit and Wasatch counties.
Yeah.
And, you know, nowhere do you find a local news affiliate that is sending reporters to sit in city council meetings, school board meetings, county council meetings. And that's what Carolyn Murray and Melissa Allison and Rick Bruff and David Boyle do. And Leslie Thatcher's been here for over 25 years. So has Rick Bruff. You get some really great local knowledge. It's not like it's a reporter who just landed in town and doesn't understand the history or context of what happens in this community. And KPCW, I think, is really special in that regard. And we're going to have the president and CEO of NPR coming in for our pledge drive.
Oh, excellent.
Jarl Mahn will be on with Leslie Thursday at 8 a.m. And NPR is looking at how people consume news differently these days. And NPR is trying really hard. I was just on a webinar a couple days ago about how listener habits have changed, how we can deliver the news content that we work so hard on the platforms where the news consumer wants them. And that's what our news reporters are doing as well. I'm sure you guys have heard us talk about this. We're really proud of it. The news reporters are now putting their stories on our website in text form.
Yes.
So you can read it as well as listen to it. So if you're sitting there in the crowd and you want to know what happened at that school board meeting or that planning commission meeting, you can read it and not have to put on your headphones and listen to it.
Well, I know one way that people like to get their news, and that's instinctively when something happens locally here, they tune in. If they see smoke over the hill or they're in a big traffic tie-up or something like that, they instinctively make sure they get on KPCW, and we're going to tell them about it.
You're right. Breaking news is a great way to go here, too. So thanks for your time, you guys. And please donate to KPCW. Hope to see everyone at the Back Alley Bash tonight.
5 to 9 o'clock, Town Lift. We're going to have some fun. All right. Thank you very much, Renee. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters. We shall return right after this. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. Stay with us.
16, 50, 80, or 100 miles. Are you up for the challenge? The National Ability Center's Summit Challenge is August 25th and follows many of the same routes as Tour de Utah, but welcomes road riders of all ages, skill levels, and abilities. Riders with a disability are invited to participate at no cost. It's time to pedal for possibilities. SummitChallenge100.org. The National Ability Center is a nonprofit organization and proud supporter of KPCW.
We're back in the studio with Shannon Runyon, our in-studio musical guest, and we are excited to hear what she's going to play for us next. Why don't you intro the song?
The song is called Toy Box Blues, and it's one of my, I think the song is really fun. It's sort of a metaphor about, you know, children lying on the floor and throwing a tantrum because they have all these toys around them and they don't have anything to play with. But adults as well, we have so many things around our lives that we look for fulfillment. They don't always do that. So this song is called Toy Box Blues.
Live in the Morning Mix, Shannon Runyon.
Well, I asked Jack if he wanted to come out of his box and play. I asked Raggedy Ann if she wanted to stay. I set my little table with my finest plastic tea set. Winnie the Pooh, he acted like we never met. I've got these toy box blues. So many things guaranteed to amuse. I've got these toy box blues. Lord knows it's really hard to choose. When Barbie was busy cruising in her pink Corvette, and Ken hadn't finished doing his hair yet. G.I. Joe had a mission, he said he had to go. I'm all alone, shaping dreams out of my Play-Doh. I've got these toy box blues. So many things guaranteed to amuse. I've got these toy box blues. Lord knows it's really hard to choose. My Lego set was busy building dreams on its own. rubber ducky packed his things. I guess he must have flown. Bionic man could not commit. Said he had to be free. I guess it's pretty clear. He could see right through me. I got these toys, got these toys, toy box blues. Lord knows it's really hard to choose. I got these toys, toy box blues. Lord knows it's really hard to choose. Lord knows it's really hard to choose. When you got these toys, got these toy box blues.
Kind of a metaphor for Tinder dating.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Well, our next guest is Joey Trum from Live Night Events. They're the people that put on the Reggae Rise Up Festival. That is happening next weekend, Friday through Sunday, at the base of the Jordanelle Dam over in Heber. It is a great spot for a concert. If you haven't been over there yet, you will be blown away. Huge stages, camping right along the river. In the shade, there's trees. Big vendor area, huge stage, lights, sound, and it just hits against the wall of the natural wall of the hillside going behind it. So you're just tucked in there with a huge event, and we're joined by Joey. Thank you for joining us.
Joey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. So you're getting ready for your event.
Yeah, we're really excited. Coming up quick.
Okay. You must be on a cell phone. We're having trouble hearing you, but if you could just speak up just a little bit and tell us about your event this year.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
So go ahead. Can you tell us about your event?
Yeah, we're excited about our Reggae Rise Up Festival. It's happening next weekend. It's going to be our second year at the It's going to be the second year of the River's Edge Festival Grounds down in Heber City, Utah. We have headliners Revolution, Atmosphere, and Soja with wonderful support acts like Steel Pulse, Tribal Seeds, J-Boog, and a few more.
Okay. And we're having trouble hearing you, so why don't we just get to the gist of how people can buy tickets, how people can find out more about the performers, how much it costs, and the days and dates again.
Absolutely. Tickets right now are $45 for a single day, and you can get all your information at ReggaeRiseUpUtah.com.
ReggaeRiseUpUtah.com. The lineup is there, and I'm looking at some of the bands that I've put a bunch of music onto the station from, like, Revolution. I love what they've been putting out this year. We've added several of their songs to Fresh Tracks on Fridays. Hyrie, we've got a song from her on Fresh Tracks on this week. She's kind of, to me, she's reggae, like a lilting, soft reggae. It seems like a lapping water at the edge of the bay kind of sound. I love it. Atmosphere, Steel Pulse, Tribal Seeds. And it's three different days of amazing music. And again, like I said, a great area for it. So there's still tickets available for the GA day of show. That's what you're saying. But is VIP sold out? I think maybe we've lost Joey.
We may have lost Joey. So we'll find out. But I think the best thing to do is to go to that website. What's the website again?
ReggaeRiseUpUtah.com.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll see if he can call us back.
All right. Well, Renee, Shannon, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Just get a little closer. There you go.
Yep.
And you wrote the last song as well.
I did.
All of these songs you've written. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you going to play for a third and final song?
I think I'm going to play a song called Nobody's Home, which is kind of a fun little song It was actually, I started out as a co-write with some friends of mine in Michigan and developed into, I took charge of it, and they're like, yeah, take it away and go do your thing with it. So this song is called Nobody's Home.
Okay, and before you started, we just got Joey back on the phone. Let's just finish up with Joey really quickly. Joey, can you hear us okay?
Hey, JW, I can hear you a little bit, but I still hear a little bit of an ad in the background.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I tell you what, we have your website. We have the speeds and feeds, who's going to be playing, how much it costs. The one question Christy had was, are the VIP tickets, have they sold out?
No, not yet. We're getting really close, though. There's only about 130 left.
Okay. So we have 130 VIP, and we have general admission tickets for $45. We have those left.
Yeah, single-day GA, two-day GA, and three-day general admission tickets are all still available.
All right.
And they're all available at reggaeriseofutah.com.
Okay. Joey, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck next weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, JW. We'd love to have you guys out.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Shannon, we love having you out here.
Thank you.
You've been on the program a number of times, and so welcome back. And why don't you introduce again your third song for today?
Well, I changed my mind. I chose a little bit shorter one because I know we're short on time. This song is called Wander.
Wander,
yes.
And this is live on The Morning Mix, Shannon Runyon.
As I wander down the road, ain't in no hurry, I'll take it slower. As I wander, I find the keys to take me places I want to be. So don't you worry about me, I've got myself and a world to see. No, I ain't sad, you ain't mine, I got my life, well, I'm just fine. As I wander down the road, ain't in no hurry, I'll take it slow. As I wander, I'll find the keys to take me places I want to be. So don't you think twice, just be yourself. Take care of me, baby, no one else. Oh, I ain't sad, 'cause I'm free, I got my life, let's leave it be. The sun comes up, my beat goes down. Looks like I made it, that's another round. No, don't look back, you lose your way. In my loss I found, I can truly say. As I wander down the road, ain't in no hurry, I'll take it slow. 'Cause as I wander, I find the keys to take me places I want to be. To take me places I need to be. To take me places.
Very nice. Very nice. Singer-songwriter Shannon Runyon, and also she handles the open mic night at the Cabin on Mondays. And what time is that?
That's at 9:30. And Elizabeth Harza started it with me, but she tours so much now that she's
gone.
But I'll be here this Monday. The following Monday, she'll be in town. So people want to see her and come out and join her, they should check out both nights.
You can bring your own guitar, or you've got a guitar there and a capo and everything that people need.
What other shows do you have coming up?
Tonight I'm at the Airy Lounge at Snowbird. Tomorrow I'm at Ruth Chris. In the summer, we're outside, so we're facing the patio. The pool's behind us, so 5 to 9. So if you want to sit outside at Ruth Chris and enjoy the weather, you can sit there. Sunday, Versante, Peaks Hotel, that new restaurant, which is delicious.
They actually
have music every Sunday night, so I'll be there 5 to 7 on Sunday.
We want to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain. We also want to thank everyone for joining us this morning on The Morning Mix. Beautiful weekend coming up. Get outside and have some fun.